At midnight tonight, the country's last public health emergency declaration for COVID-19 expires. That, of course, doesn't mean COVID is gone. The disease is still killing about 150 Americans a day. But infectious disease experts say it's entered an endemic phase, meaning it can be managed by precautions and treatment. I know I'm still going to get my new booster tomorrow, but will vaccines soon be hard to find? And what about the cost? Larry Levitt is Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, we've spoken before. As you well know, this public health emergency declaration has been in place since January 2020. It was renewed by the Biden administration. Gone at 11:59 tonight. So start with vaccines. Will they be available? We're hearing there may not be as many.
Yes. So thanks for having me. And vaccines, I mean, there's a lot of confusion around the end of this public health emergency. It's, you know, it's very important symbolically. We are entering a different phase, but a lot is not going to change. So, you know, if you want to get vaccinated tomorrow, unfortunately, fewer and fewer people are getting vaccinated or boosted. But if you do, and you should, they will still be available and they will still be free. And that's because the availability of vaccines are tied not to the public health emergency, but to, in fact, the fact that the federal government has been purchasing those vaccines and making them available for free. So nothing will change with vaccines, at least not yet, but that federal supply is running out. So vaccinations may be more difficult in the future, particularly for people without insurance.
Well, that's the point, because they have been subsidized, and we are understanding that the cost is going to shoot up.
The cost is going to shoot up. Moderna and Pfizer, the makers of the two primary vaccines, have said they're going to raise the price, quadruple the price, up to about $130. Now, people with insurance will still have coverage, and those vaccines will still be free, thanks to Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. But again, people without insurance are going to struggle a little bit more. The Biden administration has announced a program to help uninsured people get access to the vaccines, but there are not a lot of details about that yet.
Well, until then, take Medicaid patients, for instance, people with very low income. What happens tomorrow when they walk into a local drugstore and ask for a COVID vaccine?
Yeah, no. Again, for people with insurance, people with Medicaid, the vaccines will be available and will be available for free. It's going to get maybe a little more complicated for people with private insurance plans. You know, it used to be that you could literally walk into any drugstore and get the vaccine for free. Now, insurers may impose their networks. So you might have to go to a pharmacy that's within your insurer's network in order to get the vaccine for free.
Well, you may also want to stock up on tests, because a lot of people are receiving notices from insurers warning them that this is the last day to get those free tests. And, you know, the government had been mailing them out. We could get them from our insurance companies, get refunded if we bought them over the counter. You know, so the cost on those will go up.
Yes. No, tests is where things are changing a lot after midnight with the end of the public health emergency. You know, people with insurance, people with Medicare have been able to get 8 free tests every month, 8 free at-home tests. That will no longer be required. Some insurers may continue it, but many likely won't. And for the PCR tests, which are kind of more reliable, at least on a quicker basis for determining whether you have COVID or not, many insurers will continue to cover those, but you may face cost sharing. And if you have a high deductible, for example, you might have to pay the full cost, and that can really be a lot.
Well, we're hearing that overall healthcare costs might rise during the pandemic. Hospitals receive different types of emergency funding. But meantime, what about requirements? They've been eased in a lot of places, but without a health emergency, can you say you can't do this or that without a vaccination?
That really is kind of, those requirements are really going away. I mean, some employers still have vaccine requirements. KFF has a vaccine requirement for its workers, but for example, the requirement for federal workers is going away. You know, there's a lot less authority that the federal government will have with the end of this public health emergency.
Well, speaking of which, there's less information. You know, starting at midnight, they aren't going to be requiring public health departments to report data. We have a few seconds. I'm sure people like you aren't that happy about that.
Well, that's right. I mean, and you know, frankly, for a while, we've been losing our ability to understand where the pandemic is going. You know, as people don't, you know, use at-home tests and don't report those. But, you know, starting after midnight, states will not be required to report, you know, vaccinations in detail, and labs will not be required to report test results.
Larry Leavitt, Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. I'm still going to get my booster. Larry, thank
That's
you.
Good to hear.
Okay.